Why do people still talk about this game? We're going to tell you next. All right. Some songs just bring back good memories. Welcome back to Off the Cuff on TSN 690. Mitch Galloway and Sean Campbell. If you listen to Sean and I at all, you know by now that we are gigantic fans of NHL 94. You see, I'm 32 years old. Sean is 39 years old. And basically, we grew up playing this game. Yeah. And we still play.
Yeah, the NHL versions. Now, you grew up and you went to 95, 96, 97, 98, because you're a little younger than me. I just stopped playing video games. It reached its pinnacle at NHL 94. I just stopped playing. I stopped buying new systems. You know for a fact, it's my same Super Nintendo with my same NHL 94 that you and I play. We may have had to go buy new controllers, but you just can't stop Tom Fergus.
Can't stop Tom Fergus. And I'll tell you what, I've owned every single game in the NHL series since 94. I actually owned the two previous to 94 as well. 94 is still, in 2018, the best sports game ever made, in my opinion. And people still talk about it. In fact, we have this follow on Twitter that we really enjoy, NHL94.com. DOT.com. Great follow if you're a fan of NHL 94, which if you're a fan of TSN 690, I have a feeling you might be a fan of NHL 94. Our next guest, he runs the account for NHL94.com, Daryl Sampson. Daryl, how's it going, my friend?
Very good. How you doing?
We're doing well, and we're trying to figure out on this day, why do you think that this game has held up so well over the years?
To me, it's actually it's a very simple reason. When I first started playing, if you guys remember the first NHL hockey that came out for Sega, it was in 92. That one there, I believe that one there just had only the teams. And then, of course, in 93, there was a dispute and NHL didn't put their logos in and the PA signed on board, so it was all the players. But 94 was the first year that it sort of all came together, got the players, got the NHL on board, and that was the first time it introduced goalie control for that series. It introduced the one-timer, and from that point, for us, all the guys that play it, it's just like it just became a pinnacle. We were hoping that 95 would have been better, but they drastically changed the game engine, and we just didn't enjoy it as much, and from that point, it was just 94 for life.
and it's funny because the one-timer came in to 94 and growing up playing that game, it was like you either were, because in 93 it was a lot about coming out of the corners or scoring on a breakaway. But in 94, you either scored your goals on a breakaway or you were the one-timer guy. And the goalie control helped you stop the one-timers if you can anticipate. But it was like you were one or the other. Very few people could do the breakaways and the one-timers.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why guys love it so much because, I've tried to play the newer games and the goalie control back then, like literally if you're good enough playing it on 94, you're good enough to beat anyone if your goalie control is really good. Where, I found trying to play the newer games, maybe it's just me, but I just felt lost. So I don't enjoy it as much at all, but playing that game for myself, I feel like I'm pretty good at goalie control, and it almost like it becomes a chess match. When a guy's coming in a breakaway, you take control of your goalie, and then you're trying to guess which way he's going to go and pick the right move.
Chatting with NHL 94 enthusiast, and he runs NHL94.com, Daryl Sampson on TSN 690, Mitch Galloway and Sean Campbell. Daryl, million-dollar question for you. Super Nintendo version or Sega Genesis version?
Just to clarify one thing, I run the social media on Twitter and on Facebook, but I don't actually own the site. That's run by another guy named Evan. He's based out of his name is Evan Eldridge. He's based out of New York. And to answer the million-dollar question, for me, Super Nintendo hands down. But I'll give you a bit of statistics.
I'll tell you why. I love the defense control. Right defense, left defense. You didn't have that on Sega.
Exactly. Yeah, you got more buttons on the Super Nintendo controller to begin with. So I've always been a Super Nintendo guy, but what we've found out over the years is typically in Canada, most guys do play the Super Nintendo version. Whereas if you go down the U.S., it's heavily favored in Sega Genesis. It's not even close. So it really kind of almost depends on, you know, on region and where you live is what we've found over the years.
And I know that NHL 94, this is something that people still play. And following the account, NHL94.com, in which you run, there's some tournaments coming up. And one in Canada, one in New York, I believe.
Yeah, there's one coming up this weekend here in Long Island at their retro gaming tournament. And that's run by some guys there that are in the New York area. One of them, again, as I mentioned, the guy who runs NHL94.com, Evan. Another guy named John who runs NHL94Online.com, and another guy named Raphael Friedman who's the world record holder for the Sega Genesis, and he finished second last year in our World Championship tournament. And so, as you mentioned, our third tournament, we call it the King of 94, and it's our third World Championship tournament. And this year, it's taking place in Vancouver on October 28th. At the Canadian Brewhouse, just in Burnaby there. And we decided to go there this year because it's the 25th anniversary for the game. So in October, and it's a little bit different back then on how they release games. Like today for NHL 19, you know, they'll have a specific release date when it hits the shelves. But back then, there wasn't anything like that. It was as soon as the game was made, it was shipped to the stores, and as soon as the stores got it, they just put it on the shelves. But basically that happened in that month of October back in 1993. And, of course, if for those that are listening that are probably already aware, EA Sports Canada is in Vancouver there, so we thought it would just be a perfect spot to kind of go back and have our tournament there. And our Super Nintendo champion is actually from Vancouver. His name is Jamil, and so we're kind of excited to bring it there and see how many people we can get to come out.
Now that this is the question, I just assumed it was in Vancouver because Vancouver's the best team to play with. That's my team of choice. I grew up a Canucks fan and Pavel Bure, and plus rumors have it that Cliff Ronning knew the guy who designed the game, and that's one of the reasons he's one of the fastest players in that game. So, you know, I throw out a line of Bure, Ronning, and Jeff Courtnell, and you just can't handle the speed. That's why I thought it was in Vancouver, just because they're the best team to use.
You know, it's funny. I'm also a Vancouver fan. I grew up playing with them as well, and I became really good with them. It wasn't until I started playing in these World Championship tournaments that I realized that it doesn't matter what team you use, the best guys are going to beat you.
Yeah, that's it's fun to change up the teams, and I always like to hear which teams people use. I know that Mitch has his favorite team, and there's other teams. Like it's always fun when you go into Hartford because they have the house song and you get the Brass Bonanza as well, and you got to try and keep the Brass Bonanza going. Mitch, your team that you always loved using?
I like using Chicago. I like using Chicago. I find just firepower up front. Plus, Jeremy Roenick is the best player in the game.
Pavel Bure.
You know, I think most people in the Super Nintendo version would say that Pittsburgh's probably the best team because Mario is so dominant. But if they're guys that are playing Sega, they'd probably go with Chicago or Detroit. But there's an interesting thing about the Sega version, and I don't know if you guys were aware of it. It has what's called a weight bug. And what it was this guy, there was a guy from our community, his name is Michael Capewell, back in probably about 7 or 8 years ago. He went into the coding of the Sega game, and he found that they had the coding backwards. So a guy like Lindros, who's, you know, a heavier guy, you know, taking on, say, Theo Fleury could knock him down easy. Vice versa, it would be very hard to knock down Theo Fleury. So Sega version has a little bit of a bug in it, which was kind of interesting. So when we play in these tournaments, teams that are typically, you would think that would be good on Sega, like, you know, Pittsburgh or Philly or whatever, for example, don't become chosen as much because guys find that that weight bug has a huge impact on what teams they select. And when we do our team selection too, it's a bit different where we don't, for example, like Sean, you said you liked Vancouver, but in this case, you don't get to pick your team. We flip a coin, and what happens is if you lose the coin toss, then, Sean, if me and you were playing, then you would give me a matchup, and you could say Vancouver-Buffalo. Where in that case, then it comes back to me, and I get to pick which team I want to play with. And in that case, I pick Vancouver. So then you'd be playing with Buffalo, and then we just play.
Oh, well, you get a little...
That's a cool way of doing
it.
Yeah,
but Buffalo, you had McGillney and LaFontaine. That's not a bad team either. I remember these rosters.
It's an even matchup. And on both systems, fairly even matchup. When you got McGillney versus Bure, head-on, Howardchuk on one side, Linden, or like you said, Ronning Courtnell, if you're going with the three speedsters, fastest line in the game.
Sometimes you got to drop Sergio Momesso in there, man. That's our boy here at TSN 690. I drop a Gino in there every now and then, or a Sergio Momesso. Yeah, I take Lidster out. I put Dana Merzen in, and with Yurke Lume. That's my.
I do as well. Yeah, I do that change as well.
Yeah, Dana Merzen's got some moves. Yeah. It's funny because you say that's how it happens. Because Mitch can't beat me at the game when I use Vancouver, he just can't. It just doesn't happen. We play where those two logos that come, the first two that come, those are the two teams that we're going to play on, because it's always random, the two logos on the intro.
You're talking about right off the top of the screen.
Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we choose it. You get first logo, I get second logo, and that's the game we're going to play.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. That's a kind of an interesting way to go about it. Now, I don't believe the Sega version allows, it doesn't have that. It has a different intro, and I could be wrong, but I don't think it has the teams that come up for Super Nintendo. I might have to try that for one of my smaller tournaments, actually.
Daryl, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on TSN 690. Really, really enjoy the follow on NHL94.com at Twitter.
You're welcome. Can I just plug my website?
100%.
Kingof94.ca, KINGOF94.ca. Check it out. That's our tournament website. And, if you're in the Vancouver area in October, maybe you can come play.
And make a tournament out here in Montreal. You know Mitch and I will be there.
Oh, we'll be coming back out east for sure next year. So.
And you can't play me unless you can beat Mitch.
I guess that's a challenge.
Thanks, Daryl.
Take care.
There he goes. Daryl Samson. He runs the NHL94.com account on Twitter. Great social media follow if you're a fan of that game.
Yeah.
And Sean and I were playing a couple weeks ago. And we did this random team thing. And I beat Sean once. And Sean just hates Glenn Healy.
It was his fault. It was his fault.
And the best is, if you have your NHL 94, try to change goalies when you're the Islanders. There's Glenn Healy and there's Empty Net. That's your selection.
I saw it was Glenn Healy. I'm like, okay, I don't want him in nets. And then I had no choice. And then he threw up a dud.